Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Hello, friends. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Daily Pop. Today's show has a little bit of everything. We've got cats, cat fights, and conspiracy theories. Yep, we're investigating why a sweater and a lipstick stain have fans thinking Kylie and Drake are secretly dating. Plus, Whoopi and Meghan McCain take their feud to a whole new level on The View. Who crossed the line, though? Then we're with Taylor Swift right before she spotted with Joe Alwyn at the Cats after party. When will these two do a carpet together? Seriously. And it's day two of our week-long gift guide today. We've got all the fun presents you can get for the kids. That's in a bit. But first, are Kylie Jenner and Drake dropping clues that they're secretly dating? Some fans believe so, myself included, so we're going to investigate. Drake posted this pic. Do you see the kiss on the hat? Could it be Kylie's pout? And then there's more to this sweatshirt. It says Sierra Canyon, which, if you know the Jenners, they went to school there as kids. Sierra Canyon, that's in the valley right here. Okay, then there's Kylie dropping her little clues. She's got pics of her cosmetics headquarters. Do you spot the champagne vending machine? Remember, Drake's name, Champagne Poppy. So, they're dating, right?
Oh, y'all are really getting into this.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're on the same page.
Yes.
The hat and the sweatshirt, you got the vortex, I went down. But then I was like, at first I thought there was no way that they could be dating because I felt like it would be so disrespectful to Travis. Like, I feel like if she were to date Drake or, you know, fornicate, whatever, there's no going back, right?
No.
There's no going back. Drake and Travis have worked together. They obviously have a child together, Kylie and Travis. If she were to, like, cross the line with Drake, I feel like there would be no way that Travis would ever get back with her. But maybe I'm naive about that. But then when Drake posted the hat. Uh-huh. So I said, I thought, no way. Then when Drake posted the hat and the sweatshirt and the kiss, I was like, forget it. Yeah. Hers, not so much.
Hers was like, those are in right now. Without even seeing that champagne, when I saw him post that photo with that Sierra Canyon sweater, I immediately was like, This is him crumbing for people to at least talk about it. Lipstick stain, that is Cherry K. I looked into it.
Really?
No, but she has a lipstick color named Cherry K, and it looks like it could be a thing.
I think you said the word that has been on my mind since I heard this story, which is crumbing. We know that Drake loves to crumb for you. Do you remember last year?
He's a little thirsty.
Remember last year when he posted that photo of him and J-Lo on the couch at somebody's house by a fireplace?
You want to know something scary? That was like 2 years ago. That's where our life has gone.
Right?
Wow. So, okay.
And he crumbs the people. He likes to play with the media. I think you're absolutely right. He and Travis did work together on Sicko Mode. That was a huge song. And everyone knows when your baby daddy is a rapper, the last person you move on with is a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
If your baby daddy is in the NFL, you can go to the NBA and the MLB. You cannot continue in the NFL out of respect.
Well, we've seen people stay within the NBA.
And look what happens. There's a fight.
Yeah.
It always ends on, you know.
But if Kylie is going to go for Drake, then that means there's bad blood between her and Travis.
Well,
he's obviously done something to provoke that behavior because there's no way she's just going to date one of his friends and
Drake wouldn't do that.
Drake, what do you mean Drake wouldn't do? I think Drake would do that.
I think Drake is into it.
I think he likes doing it.
No, I think that he has had enough problems with the Kardashian men. He and Kanye went through that whole situation.
True.
He is not trying to have this with Travis. And I do think Drake is thirsty and Drake will go a little far, but I don't think Drake would disrespect Travis like that and not be able to perform sicko mode anymore.
I think he's on sicko mode.
Right, but what is with the sweatshirt and the kiss? That is not a coincidence.
He knows that he's making us talk about it.
He's the reason we have an A block today, okay?
Exactly.
That is why we
are
doing it.
Thank you for that.
So this doesn't mean nothing.
Well, remember, Drake lives around the corner from Sierra Canyon.
And Kylie posted, remember, on or maybe I'm just talking on Instagram every second, when she posted like a few weeks ago, like, or a few days ago, where she was like, I miss you. Did you see that? I saw that doing my research on my off time, I guess. But how do I find the time? She said, I miss you with like one of her close up of her eyes. So I feel like, who does she miss?
Well, I think she's trying to make Travis jealous because who knows what Travis is doing in these streets, because there could be some people. There are a lot of conspiracy theories about what Travis is up to. So she wants maybe Travis to get a little nervous.
But don't you think it hurts more if she goes for Drake and he goes for like a random girl?
Yeah,
like
totally.
Kylie Jenner.
Uh-huh.
Like it's
absolutely.
Like, you know, Drake is like, Drake.
Yeah.
Like,
she wants him to feel that way. Exactly.
But if you cross that line, you can't go back, I think. It's just messy.
I don't know. Apparently, they're still on good terms. It's still very unclear where Kylie stands with Travis Scott. But Kim, thankfully, she was on Ellen today giving us an update on their dating status.
Why the hell are you not in D.C. doing this impeachment situation?
Yeah.
Because y'all have time to investigate
things. We do. We should be helping out.
Kylie, I guess, she and Travis broke up, but then she was spotted wearing a giant diamond ring, and now they're saying that she's back with Travis.
I honestly don't know, but I think that they are just really close friends and co-parenting amazingly. The big ring, definitely they're not engaged. I don't know the status if they're together or not. I don't think they are.
Oh, she's careful about spilling the richest sister's secrets.
It's not her first rodeo, she knows. But I mean, also, I don't want to know why people thought that Kylie's ring was engagement ring. It was like on this finger.
If we can speculate everything. But do you think that Kim really doesn't know?
I think Kim doesn't know. I think if you saw anything from when she was pregnant, how they didn't know when she went into labor, how she kept it from them as well. Like, this girl is the queen of secrets. And we saw 2 episodes ago, because I watched the show, how Khloe gets upset that Kylie throws all these, like, random parties with her friends and never invites anyone else. This girl has her own world.
Kylie's, I think the way you just said
she's
it
on an island.
Is perfect. She's a little disconnected. Obviously, their family, they come together. I think she's obviously close with Kendall, but Kendall's kind of, like, got her own group of friends as well. Kendall does her own thing. The Jenners do their own thing more. I think the biggest link, is Kylie and Chris are very close, but I don't know how close. I think they all check in, but I think what you said is correct. I don't think that Kylie's on the phone with Kim every day discussing her current relationship status with him.
Well, what I do love is that whenever we have these situations where we're trying to figure out any of the sisters' dating or their status, they send Kim to Ellen.
Kim is the one that can handle it.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like, all right, we're sending Kim. Ellen, ask your hard questions. Kim, give them nothing.
Give them nothing. But I love that Ellen doesn't, like, ask another one. Like, how do you not know she's her sister? You live 2 blocks away.
Kim,
is the convertible there?
They're her friends. She's not going to play that game.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that. But no week would be complete without a host battle on ABC's The View. Whoopi and Megan, they went next level yesterday. And today, cooler heads prevailed with both addressing the drama. But first, have you seen this?
My job is to analyze the politics of it. And I'm telling you,
but
the
I'm
politics
not talking about
of this,
you. I'm talking about the
I'm
people
my
that
job
are
here.
The senators
just let me
that
finish.
Are
I let you talk. Let me
in
finish.
The Senate. The Republican
so
Senate.
Here's what's happening
you
now.
Girl,
like, please stop talking. Please stop talking right now. Because you know what?
No
what's
problem.
Happening? Thank
no,
you.
No problem.
Thank you.
I won't talk the rest of the show. No
okay.
problem.
Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. If you're going to behave like this.
I'm not behaving like
you
anything.
You are.
I'm
you are
to show
talking
a conservative
over.
Perspective.
Yes, we understand
no, I let
that.
Somebody talk,
but
and then
you
she...
are. But what you're doing.
No, I'm not.
Is
do-
your. We're not doing anything.
Oh. So Whoopi opened today's show saying, look, they're passionate about their jobs. Sometimes they're not as polite as they could be. But that's the way it is when you're sitting around with your family. Things are said. People go off the rails. Everything is fine. Megan said she and Whoopi get along great, and she loves her.
I agree. I don't think that that's dishonest. I think that that's Meghan is sitting in that seat. People have sat in that seat before. She has the opposing view of the other ladies, and she wanted to get her point out. And Nina actually had a really good point yesterday on Nightly Pop about this. She said, you know, no matter how heated the debate gets, you have to respect the moderator. If the moderator says we have to move on, the conversation's done. Obviously, you are doing that today. You need to lead us in and out of break. If you say, OK, well, let's table this conversation or enough, and you've asked somebody repeatedly, they have to listen. You are in the authority figure. They have to follow your lead. There are times that they have to follow in terms of just like a production standpoint.
But
if you turn to me and say, girl, can you hush it on live television?
We have some real beef.
We're going
off
to Jerry
camera.
Springer. We're going to Jerry Springer real quick. Like, we're going to be talking to Dr. Phil
but
for
she
a minute.
Didn't stop. I mean, sometimes people get pushed to the point, and you know, the holidays are around the corner. Maybe Whoopi needs a break. She's probably tired, like all of us. But yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just think there is ways to handle it. I think the Oscars have a great system where the music comes on and it just fades off and, you know, you go to commercial break.
You get Meghan music.
You get Meghan
play
music.
Play the music. She keeps going.
Just play the music. I think what happens when you call somebody out their name, like girl or honey or anything, even the audience who's seen everything and who has been warned that things can go off the rails, were silent. Like, no one was saying anything. I just think, as a moderator, there are different ways to get out of situations like this, like saying, we're gonna let her talk through the break, but we have to go.
Yeah.
Like anything other than, can you hush a girl?
Or I'm happy that you're not gonna speak for the rest of the show. I understand that that was very direct and blunt, but obviously Whoopi hit a breaking point, and that's what happens. They are together every day, all day. They have opposing views. They hit a wall yesterday, which is good for the view, right?
But also, as the moderator, you kind of set the tone for the show. And I think for Meghan McCain, who is one of the lonely conservatives on that whole panel, it can be a little daunting to go up against five strong women. So as a moderator, and I say this by Andy Cohen all the time, you got to stay neutral.
But that's not Whoopi's job, though, on the view. Everybody has their own opinion, and they encourage them to all have their own opinion. I think that yesterday was a fluke. I don't think it was obviously the most professional, but you know what? It was refreshing to see. She got upset. She was over her talking, and she discussed it. And I think Meghan held her own.
I think Meghan was just doing
her fine
job as being the person who has to bring the conservative view. And on this show, your job is to have these heated, crazy debates.
Yeah.
And so Meghan was going on and on. And yeah, the way Whoopi shut her up was pretty
You're
intense.
Saying it's not the most professional way
it's
to
not
have
the most
done
professional,
it.
But do they do anything crazy professionally on that show?
I mean, that show, we've heard about that show for all the years.
Oh,
all
it's
the
good.
Years.
Good. It's
like,
good.
That should have its own reality show. Somebody should send a crew behind the scenes there. That will get that.
That would be amazing.
You should do that.
All I know is I'm stressed watching that show.
If you're at my house and we're having a discussion and we all have different viewpoints, as the host of the party or the dinner or the cocktail situation, I'm going to make people feel like they can express their views in my home at their own free will. I'm going to have my own opinion, but I'm going to make you feel at home. Now, when I come to your house, I'm going to fight this bitch tooth and nail. And I don't give a care about making her feel welcome. I'm just saying, as the moderator and the head of the show, you're supposed to kind of sort of set the tone that this is a safe space to have a friendly argument.
I think she just was fed up. But I think if you were just the moderator, that's one thing. But Whoopi also gives her opinion, and she just had enough. She tried to settle it down, and then she was finally like, I'm done with you right now. And when she didn't read the tease goodbye,
she just cut to commercial.
That's
like that.
When I was like, dramatic.
Aggressive.
Like, we'll be back.
I'm going to politely ask you to both hush up because we're going to move on now. Okay, got it? All right. The stars of Cats, they put their best human clothes on for the film's premiere in New York City last night. And we were there asking all the hard questions like, who are you wearing and are you smelling butts? Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about what you're wearing today.
Oh, it's Oscar de la Renta. It has a leaf. So
we have a cat eye.
Yeah, you know, like, I really bring the cat vibes with me.
So you obviously went to cat school, like everybody else.
I did. I think I went a little bit more than everybody else.
Well, I did hear that you gave overtime, you came in your free time, you went to cat school in your free time.
I was really, shall we say, enthusiastic about the whole thing. So, you know, I was watching on set, I was in rehearsals all the time, and they were like, you know, you don't really, these aren't mandatory. Like,
so smelling butts is kind of normal now?
Smelling butts? No, I do that every day. That's not cat school, that's Idris school.
I actually lived as a cat for a week. I went to a cat hotel.
Sounds lovely.
And I lived amongst them. I only would take in all my fluids from a saucer.
I wonder if she asked Jason Derulo about his dog.
I was waiting for that one.
I was hoping she was going to do it.
I was waiting for that one.
I mean, we need to talk about this photo. We need to talk about this photo.
What do you want to say about this photo?
Apparently they CGI'd it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of him in his cat suit.
Yeah.
It was too big for the suit.
It was too...
Wow.
Wind tunnel.
You better up your PPO.
Back to Taylor Swift and her boyfriend and that situation.
Oh yeah.
So Joe, he didn't walk the carpet at all, but we did see photogs with them. They caught photos of them holding hands. He was showing support. They're at the after party when they were leaving the theater here. What do you guys think? Will we ever see them do a carpet together?
Maybe, but I love that they handle it this way. He shows up, he gets dressed, he supports his lady. She goes and does her job. Uh-huh. This is not a social event. I think people don't understand that. This is her job. She handles the interview, she handles the red carpet, she gets all the non-fun sort of work requirements out of the way, and then she spends the night with her man enjoying their time together. Like, he doesn't necessarily need to be on with her and do her job with her and, like, walk a carpet. We know they're together. We see photos of them together. Clearly, this is the happiest and most healthy relationship she's been in. Let her have it.
She's doing the opposite of what she's done in the past because she said in her speech, you know, the media loves to turn things on her when she's doing certain things. So I think for her, if she brought this guy out and she put him on a carpet with her, people would say it was because of publicity. So she's like, you know what? This is my real life. I'm doing this real thing. I'm not doing the Jake Gyllenhaal thing anymore, and I'm just going to be me.
I agree. If she knows what's best for her, she will keep it this way because it seems great.
It works.
All right, you guys, coming up, more fallout from Justin Timberlake's hand-holding scandal. Should Jessica Biel and Justin's co-star, Alicia Wainwright, talk things out?
Ooh.
We'll debate after the break.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Rumor has it Jessica Biel is visiting Justin Timberlake on set in New Orleans. Mm. And as you know, Justin recently apologized for drinking way too much after pics surfaced of him holding hands with his co-star Alicia Wainwright. Well, turns out Alicia is actually back in LA right now, so there's no chance of her and Jessica running into each other. I'm wondering, though, do you think Jessica and Alicia have spoken about this, or should they speak about this?
I don't think they've spoken about it. I don't think they need to speak about it. I think Jessica got her man all the way together. I think when I initially saw the photos, I had a completely different opinion about what I saw versus when I watched the video of them. And I don't think that it was as bad as everybody made it out to be. He got too drunk. We've all been there. He's working very long hours on a movie. I think that they snap photos at the right time. So literally, if I was leaning over and people didn't know that Justin was gay, people would be like, oh, she's, you know, you can catch a photo in the moment of somebody leaning over and being like, you good right now? Like, you seem like you're a little wasted. And it seems like Alicia and the other woman who was helping him up were just like, you're a little too out of here right now. Like, let's figure it out. I don't believe that anything happened. And I don't think Jessica needs to address that with her. She needs to address that with the person she married. And she did. That's why that apology came 3 weeks late.
Okay, but did you see the video versus the photos?
I thought the video was not bad.
And then you think it's just a coincidence that Alicia's in LA?
I didn't see hand-holding in the video. No, I didn't say that. I'm out of here. I'm trying to avoid. It's not even maybe that she's necessarily scared to see Jessica or doesn't want to face her. It's that they're not allowing the press to have the opportunity to create more of a story here.
But I thought that was a dumb move, to be completely honest, because let's just say, hey, you and your man talked it out. You understood the situation. Why not have yourself, Jessica Biel, and Justin Timberlake all photoed out together having, like, a nice time. Like, as co-stars. No, leaving New Orleans and coming back to L.A. seems suspicious.
Yes.
Like, you're trying to dodge the situation. Like, you felt like something was wrong.
I'm sure that they all were a part of that decision. I'm sure that Justin and everybody's team was like, you know what? Jessica's coming to visit. Obviously, we want to put this all behind us. It's probably best if Alicia could take the meeting she's been putting off and going out there. I don't think that she made the decision by herself to dodge it. Like, they still have to work together every day. They've gone through this essentially together. Like, there has been people that have open communication on both of their camps. Like, they're handling this as a massive unit moving forward. There's going to be no more mess up.
I don't know.
I think that's why a conversation needs to happen between Jessica and Alicia.
Do you think something happened between them? Personal opinion. Disclaimer.
Can I be honest?
Allegedly, all the alleged.
Can I be honest?
Be honest.
Can I be completely 100% honest?
Yes. We're waiting for you to be honest. We're going to be on break.
Be honest.
Let me be honest.
Hopefully.
Hold on. I honestly thought nothing happened from the video.
Right.
But whenever she came back to L.A., I was like, wait, why is she coming back to L.A.? It would almost be like if Jay-Z was working somewhere, Rachel Roy was on location, and if Beyonce flew in and Rachel Roy flew out, I would be like, okay, you're Becky. Okay, you're officially Becky. Now that I'm just speculating that, but I'm just saying, why leave if you're not guilty of anything?
It's not guilt. They just don't want all of them to be. She wants to visit her man without the distraction. They just, from a press standpoint,
I'm an adult. I'm not leaving my job to come back to L.A. unless I don't want to see something
women.
That's about
we
to go down.
We have to stick together, Erin.
To stick together, but I'm just saying, this looks really bad.
I agree. I think it's bad that she... I think it's to avoid any further press speculation. I don't think it's because she's genuinely scared that Jessica's there because something happened.
I don't think
something happened.
I don't think she's scared. I think she doesn't want to see it because it may hurt her too much.
No!
No,
I think Alicia
she's not in love with him. Everyone's in love with Justin Timberlake. Okay, he's the hottest person ever.
Okay, I think a conversation needs to happen because yes, it looks fishy. And
how do we know it hasn't on the phone?
Where there's smoke, I'm not saying she did. That's not always true.
But
sometimes you need to talk to the other party, and maybe Alicia just needed to talk to her and say, "Look, I'm sorry. I know how this looks. I apologize.
But
I think
maybe.
That should have happened." And also, I've been in that situation where I've seen the smoke and I'm like, I need to see the fire.
But maybe.
And I've seen the fire when I saw the smoke because I had that conversation with the other woman.
I'm so
scared. Where are you living,
Evan? Scared.
In Malibu? Smoking fire?
But it's true.
Are you smoking a bear?
But I also feel like maybe they have had a conversation on the phone. We just may not be privy to it. We might not know that they've spoken.
I would not leave New Orleans if I did not have emotional attachments to
a man. We're shutting that down. It's not an emotional connection. She probably, you think she loves him too?
I think that there was an emotional connection.
I'm leaving. This is crazy.
I'm not flying 4 hours because your woman's coming. New Orleans is big. Louisiana is large. You can go to Baton Rouge. You can go to Lafayette. You can go to my hometown of Roe Bridge. You don't have to leave the state. Leaving the state was making a point. I don't want to see her there. My feelings will get hurt once I see you lovey-dovey with the woman who you X, Y, and Z.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if
if we're being responsible right now. Am I naive?
You're naive.
I am a little naive, but I don't know why. But I don't think...
Okay. Nope. Well, those are our theories.
Just tweet us and help us.
Can
we do a poll? Do you think so?
Help us, you guys. Still ahead. Kevin Hart, he's addressing his past scandals, including the time he cheated on his wife. We're taking a look at all that drama next.
Damn.
I gotta send an email.
We are in Australia. News has just been given that I'm hosting the Oscars.
I've talked to him a couple of times today. I mean, the first one was more of like a rehash on did you do yesterday? The public perception is that he didn't want to apologize, therefore he is homophobic.
You publicly humiliated me. I just kept saying, how the f- did you let that happen?
These are the moments where you realize that you're nowhere near where you need to be. It's a long road, man, and you can think you got it all together. Something stupid can happen that can take it all away like that.
Wow.
That's Kevin Hart showing us his best and worst moments in his new 6-part Netflix series, Kevin Hart, Don't F This Up. Mm. He's F'd some things up, but what part do you guys want to see?
I want to see all of it. That teaser was good.
I had chills watching that.
I mean, the fight on that, like, I was like, whoa. I feel like he's gone through everything you could possibly go through as human being and as an entertainer. And just, like, seeing, I want to see it all.
I want to see it all, but I'm wondering if they picked up the cameras when the accident started, because I know that this was supposedly in the can before all of that happened and was being edited. I wonder if they're going to pick up on this journey and is on his rehabilitation.
For sure they will. I feel like that's such a part of his last year. I think you can't close that documentary out without that.
Yeah, I feel like he's had cameras rolling behind the scenes
all the time, even before the accident. I've interviewed him in junkets. I've seen him out and about, and he always has his camera guy and then the videographer. And I feel like they've been probably just capturing raw moments all throughout. Because, you know, he's been at the top of his game. He's top comedian in the world. He has all these crazy comedy specials. And now we're seeing something where it's just like his honest, true self.
Well, that's the thing, though, with these kind of things. When you see a teaser and they pick out the most dramatic moments and it gets everybody invested, but then that's like, that's all you get when you watch the actual movie. You know what I mean? You just get like little snippets of it. So I really do hope that that was really just the tip of the iceberg, and then we really are going to see like the start of that fight on the plane. We're going to see the end of that fight. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see everything. I hope he didn't just string out what was sort of the things that popped off and
This is six parts.
I hope there's everything.
But I hope it's not, I hope it's a, like, you know, six parts of a lot of different things, just him.
Yeah, I think he's been humbled by a lot of things that have happened recently, and he's definitely had a life and perspective change. So, I don't know, I think that we're going to see that moment he really shifts.
No? I think we will. And I think it's also crazy that when we get, like, celebrities and they say, okay, you're going to interview this person, you get 7 minutes. 7 minutes is, like, a lifetime.
That
it's
is
a dream
a long time.
Come true. For this guy to open up his house, his home, his issues for the past year, and I have heard of celebrity documentaries that have been going on and people put the kibosh on them because big things happen, like this Oscar situation or the cheating. A lot of celebrities would have been like, yo, I'll give you the money back. I'll even pay for the time and the people that we've wasted on this whole thing. The fact that Kevin Hart let this continue with the whirlwind year that he has had, I cannot wait to see what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right, well, it's all out December 27th on Netflix. All right, so last night I was hanging out with the stars of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. No big deal. You guys are really excited about it.
So excited.
Yeah. I tried to score all of the spoilers for you guys, but they were tight-lipped. I'm sorry.
BB-8, what is the future of Star Wars? Tell me right now. What do you hope the Star Wars fans will take away from this final chapter?
I hope they'll feel good. I hope they'll feel satisfied. And I hope everyone will leave and be like, you know, it's a dark time, but we can make fun, hopeful films that make people feel good.
Oh, you will be satisfied, but I have a feeling the Star Wars fans will also be hungry for more.
What is it like joining this franchise right as it's wrapping up?
Pretty fun, kind of like the ideal, because I got to come in at the very end and like be a small part of this epic, epic thing.
Congrats on the end of this saga. How do you feel about it? Me too. Are we gonna be crying? What can we expect? What should we take away?
You better be crying. If you don't cry, you don't leave the theater. You didn't know that?
So you're not on the dark side.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. And also, doesn't everyone have a little bit of light and a little bit of dark in them?
That's a word.
I'm Heather Gray-ish. I'm right
you're
in the
Heather
middle.
You're Heather Gray, mm-hmm. So you're both. You're light and dark, always. The energy at the premiere was amazing. The movie is out Friday. I'm so excited. By the way, I think we have a photo of me standing next to the guy who plays Chewie. I was on an Apple box, and he's still taller than me. He's so freaking tall.
How tall is he?
He's like 8 feet tall. Yeah, he was pretty
that
incredible.
Is hilarious.
I cannot wait for this film. I am such a super nerd. I rewatched all the films recently. So
same.
I recommend
it. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time. Yeah. This segment was presented by GE with a limited commercial break. Ooh, all right, you guys. Yes. Coming up, our Daily Pop gift guide rolls on. Today is all about the kids. That's next.
And me.
And you.
Well, yesterday when she told me I had no life, it was fun.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
It's day two of our week-long gift guide, and this one is the biggest yet. It's for the kids, so we're gonna get right into it. All right, this is every girl's dream. A dollhouse, and it's not just any dollhouse. It's the Disney Frozen 2 Ultimate Arendelle Castle. I mean, look at it. It's 5 feet tall. It's got Elsa. It's got Anna.
And Elsa got Budgeboo.
It's got Kristoff down there.
She got an elevator
and
everything.
It's got a balcony. The elevator, it actually moves. It's fully functional.
Highly recommend this
if you
want to be a hit with your nephews.
And this is my kind of house because guess what? There's like a quarter for my man. My sister can sleep over here. And I got my own Shaquille O'Neal like custom bedroom right here. This is amazing.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
This is so cute.
All right, well, moving on, we have another must have. It's the LOL Surprise Amazing Surprise. It comes with 14 dolls, including these two full-size fashion dolls, over 70 surprises. They've got cute little outfits, accessories. There's some pets right here. The pets have blue hair. That's cool. Yeah, so
this
I'm definitely going to get this for my goddaughter. Mm-hmm. Abby, if you're watching, it's yours. Okay, if you have kids, you definitely know Ryan is a hit. I've been watching this kid's YouTube videos. Captain Ryan, exclusive mega mystery chest, and the giant mystery purple egg. Also, what's cool about these are the blind bag type of gifts where you don't know what's inside. Kids are obsessed. They're super surprised when
obsessed.
They get it.
So and cool. I will say this. It's so much fun to open it up and not know what's going on
right?
inside.
That's
I tried
fun.
It today, and it's unbelievable.
Justin will be keeping this gift. Another gift Justin might be keeping is right here. We have...
Definitely happening.
The Cinemood. This one is for all ages. It's 360. It's a portable streaming projector that operates through your phone, and it comes with preloaded kid-friendly content. Justin's got his kid-friendly content that he likes to watch.
And I love this because, like, if I want to have, like, a night out with my girls and I want to watch TV outside on my patio while I'm drinking wine, this could turn any wall into a projector screen. This is amazing. Tammy, you're watching. I want this for Christmas.
You make anywhere a movie theater. It's pretty awesome. Okay, these are fun. These are the Disney Bedtime Adventure boxes. They are adorable. They are perfect for any kid in your life. This is the Toy Story box. It's a subscription box that features different Disney characters every month. We've got the Toy Story. Yeah, this is all from Toy Story 4. It's got a book in there.
Do you remember a little golden book when you were a kid?
A little golden book.
This is so sweet. It's like so nice that you can share the same moments with your kids generations, generations, and generations to come.
Exactly. We got Woody right there. There's a snake in his boots.
Mm.
Okay, this one is probably my favorite. It is the Kids Craft Wonder Van. Your kid could live in this thing. They'll never run out of things to do. It's a food truck. It's a camper. It's a van.
This is bigger than my first apartment.
It really is. It's an art center. Your imagination could go wild. You can get cheeseburgers. It's amazing. Wait, I actually really want this.
This is actually kind of cute.
Look at it. It's a van right there.
Is this like a Pimp My Ride thing?
Because
this is like, it has a sunroof. It's got like
Seriously.
An indoor, like, you know, cooking set.
This is pimp your kid's life right there. Okay, moving on. We've got this cute setup right here. You can create a lounge area with this Pottery Barn Teen Winter faux fur hang around where they can read, watch TV. I mean, let's be real, they're probably gonna be on their phones, I don't know. And then you can add these decorative pillows like these. They're personalizable, customizable. They're super cute, they're from Minted. So if you have a child named Chase, I don't know anyone who's got a child named Chase, you can have this pillow. All right, you guys, that's it for our kids gift guide. Don't forget, you can go to did you just throw a freaking, he's throwing things at me. Go to eonline.com/shop for everything on our holiday hot list. Check back tomorrow for more. And coming up, we've got new Bachelor contestants. They're revealed. We're checking out their crazy bios, including who says thank you to a cow. Anyone got a kid named Chase?
I got better hamburgers than In-N-Out, honey. Bring your money. Bring me some money, honey.
We're hearing more about the women vying for Pilot Pete's final rose on The Bachelor. This is a fun bunch. We've got Avonlea, who's 27. She's a cattle rancher by day. And when she milks a cow, she says, thanks for its hard work. Okay. All
okay.
right. We've got 26-year-old Courtney is a cosmetologist. She's done with boys and wants her forever man. Courtney's extremely claustrophobic.
Well, she won't get good in this house. You're with 25 girls in a mansion.
Yeah, you got to be good with the windmill with Pilot Pete. Deandra is a home care coordinator. Deandra says her man must spend all holidays with her family, and it's not negotiable.
And that's how you get sent home on the first night, Deandra.
Eunice is 23 years old and a flight attendant. Her favorite place is Greece. She says she can knock back ouzo like it's water.
Wow. That's going to be fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Tammy is a house flipper. Tammy ended her last relationship by ghosting the guy. She also hasn't told her mom she's on The Bachelor.
Okay.
Well, Tammy's not the most upfront and honest person, so maybe she can go home too.
Yeah.
Victoria P is a nurse. Her phobias include being served chicken on a bone and raisins in cookies that upset her.
Right. Okay, I get the cookie thing.
I don't get the cookie thing.
The raisins is really, they're quite annoying.
I love open raisins.
23-year-old Kiara is a nanny. Napping is her favorite activity.
Well, yo, she's a bundle of fun.
I agree with napping, though. Marketing executive Lauren does exit interviews with her exes to figure out what went wrong.
Okay.
That's kind of brilliant.
Yeah. As if she's getting her exes to sit down with her, that's really where the skill comes in. So
she holds their clothes hostage. That's what I do.
So who's your front runner out of this short list right here?
The one who milks the cows.
Is that your favorite?
Tosh Lynn, what's her name? Caitlin?
What is it? Avonlea.
Avonlea. So I was close. She's going to be a good time.
I think Tammy's going to go far.
Tammy's not going past the third round.
Thank you.
I think Tammy, look at her right next to Pete. I can see it. There she is.
You know what? I do. Now that you point that out, Aaron, Elim, uh-huh. I do feel like he's not going to go for a blonde.
Because he's been there, done that with?
She wasn't blonde.
Have you seen Savannah Ann? Has anyone seen Savannah M?
Of course there's a Savannah M.
Tell us about Savannah M. What do her phobias include?
No, Savannah M's from Houston, Texas, but I can always tell by the photo, like, who's there to actually win the game.
Okay.
Because, like, she looks like she's, like, ready for that 15. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she'll stay with him to keep the ring.
She might be the Bachelorette. There's also girls that are like, well, I'm going to be the next Bachelorette. You know, there's a lot of different stakes here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you think
Savannah M?
Savannah M from Houston, Texas is going to win this whole thing.
She's going to get the ring, but she's in it for the real marriage.
She's either going to get the ring or she's going to get the next season of The Bachelorette. I'm telling you, I can look in their eyes.
It's usually the most normal one who doesn't give away weird phobias and, like, have these.
Which is tricky,
odd
though,
jobs.
Because that's how you get on the show.
That's how you get on the show.
So you need to give up some weird isms and facts about yourself to be interesting. Like, I'm so different from everyone else because I, like, make sure all my boyfriends come home for Christmas. You know? All
right. Who would make you want to compete as one of the 25 Bachelorettes? Like, what dude would have to be on the show?
I'm not saying his name anymore because he does not speak to me.
Oh, John Mayer.
You said that I didn't because I've revoked all of my DMs and invitation to meet.
Done.
I was going to say Post Malone.
That was a one-night thing where I walked by him. No, Post Malone, no. Because I wouldn't be able to keep up with him. But he is very cute in person, I will say that.
And he's simple. He drinks Bud Light.
Don't people see this show?
Easy.
Why are things not coming to us more?
Bachelor premieres January 6th on ABC. We'll be watching. All right, we're reading your thoughts on our story so far. On the Kylie and Drake conspiracy, Morgan says LeBron and D-Wade's son are currently playing ball at Sierra Canyon. Drake has been supporting them. Not convinced it has much to do with Kylie, but who knows?
Thank you.
That's annoying.
I took that into consideration that Bronny goes there, and I still believe it's all about Kylie.
Now I'm retracting.
Okay. On the feud between Whippy and Megan, Yolanda says she's on nobody's side. She says too much arguing on that show.
That's why I like the show.
Okay. That's why the show's still on.
Exactly. Brit Ann thinks Justin and Jessica are fine. She says, in my opinion, Alicia was being a good friend who had his best interests in mind. She knew they could be seen by the public and was trying to get him out of the party.
I agree. You don't?
No. And Daniela says maybe Alicia just wanted to go home for the week or just needed a break.
Maybe she was done shooting.
That's no fun. All right, up next, the latest celeb whose home was robbed after they posted vacation pics on social. We'll dig into that after the break.
Okay, this is me in Walmart. And I put the chicken head on, so, you know, I wouldn't draw too much attention because I was going shopping with my family.
Did that work out for you?
It worked until I posted this on Instagram, and then somebody came up to me, and they were like, we know who you are, and they started rapping for me.
Baby, you're new.
Yeah.
You don't post until you've left. From now on, if you want peace of mind, post when you're long gone, like a week later.
Yeah.
So that was Taraji P. Henson mentoring Lil Nas X on The Late Late Show last night. More stars, they might want to take Taraji's advice about posting on social because British heiress Tamara Ecclestone was robbed hours after posting pictures of her family boarding a private jet for vacation. The thief stole $67 million worth of jewelry, and the family thinks it was an inside job.
Of course it was.
Why are we still posting about our vacations, celebrities?
I don't know.
I mean, you're still a human being. You're allowed to do things that normal people do. Like, people aren't supposed to steal $67 million worth of jewelry from you. But I do agree there is absolutely no way it was not an inside job. It's definitely somebody that has been working there for a long time that knows the codes to things. And she'll get that back. I mean, her and I follow each other on Instagram. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Like, it sucks. I don't know. Do you send, like, a basket? What do you do? I can't say.
A text?
A text, sorry. Thinking of you, that all your jewelry. Like, I would be up and yeah, that's arms.
Devastating.
Freaking out.
But I don't have $67 in my house. Who keeps 67?
I mean, this is
million
so,
dollars.
She's a very, I mean, her sister bought the Spelling Mansion. Like, these are women that come from exorbitant wealth, and you would imagine there would be serious surveillance and security. That's why I feel like it's just a mishap.
Yeah, but you also are friends with the Kim Kardashians of the world and Naomi Campbells, and you also see what happened to Kyle Richards. If you see that there is this plague going around the world and in affluent neighborhoods where people are breaking into and stealing in homes, you have to really readjust your life.
You do need to be careful.
And you need to be careful about what you post. And I firsthand saw the damage that it can cause to someone. Kyle Richards wanted to move out of her house. She didn't feel safe in her home. She felt violated. Now she posts things days later, weeks later, and right. There's always someone at that house. For 57 bedrooms, you can't have three security guards.
Mm-mm. No, I need 57 security guards.
I think this was just, unfortunately, a really unfortunate mishap.
Well, Justin, for you, you post when you're on vacation. I post when I'm on vacation, or actually a couple days later. But do you change how you post? Or are you like, I'm here in Italy. Come find me at this restaurant.
Don't you think he is?
If they took the shit out of my house, it would save me money because I wouldn't have to call a dump truck to come get it. Take whatever you want. But all also, that stuff is old.
Do you hold off posting for what? For not being recognized? Or what's
your... For location. Like, my mom's all the time. She's like, do not post while you're at that location. I've seen stories like this where you're posting from the location and they come find you. So I just do it after I've left the place.
Oh, good I'm for trying to you. Get
paid. I posted when I was in Hawaii, but I was here at my desk at 6:30. I was not in Hawaii.
Wow, that good for you for holding off. I wouldn't be able to. Nope.
I'm trying to get taken, okay?
Can't wait.
Come take him if you really want $67. Stick around, we've got more Daily Pop just ahead.
If you had to be stranded on an island with one of your former co-stars, who would it be? Would it be George Clooney, Brad Pitt, or Tom Hanks, and why?
Hard to say. Well, they each provide unique assets to being stranded. I mean, Tom has done it. Brad brings more of just an element of companionship and optimism.
George?
Well, you would just laugh and get super sunburned and just laugh and then die.
So that's Julia Roberts playing a round of burning questions on Ellen. Who would you guys pick and why?
I couldn't
Out of those three or us?
Yeah.
Out of what? Those three.
Oh, those three.
Yeah.
I thought you meant between us, because we are on a trio.
Yeah. I couldn't pick Brad Pitt because we'd be dehydrated for other reasons.
Oh!
So I would just leave him home. I think Tom would be mine. He'd be a calming force of some sort. Uh-huh.
Tom, I like Tom, too. You know, Tom is the sense of hope that you would need being stranded.
Mm-hmm. Brad Pitt's abs don't give you hope? I believe in abs.
I think that what he said, it would be so exciting to be alone for so long, and then you'd be like, time's up. Wouldn't work.
Yeah, I think you would die in love being with Brad. Bring on the dehydration. I want that companionship.
Right. I also think George Clooney, I love him to death. I really do. He couldn't work a hammer. He's never seen manual labor day in his life.
He's in Lake Como. He's not.
He couldn't help me build shelter.
Guys, he's more than that. Look at that beard. He can do manly things.
He's the guy on Naked and Afraid who's like the CrossFit trainer who's like, yeah, man, I can do this. And then day three, he's like, I'm tapping out.
Yeah.
He sees a spider and he's out.
Tom is the safest bet.
He's probably the safest bet, but don't you want the most fun bet when you're...
Okay, Aaron,
Fight Club Brad Pitt is my choice.
Okay, well, that's
right
a different...
I've got a certain type of Brad Pitt.
That's a good Brad
Pitt. You have
Pitt
a certain type of Brad Pitt?
Well, that's a good Brad Pitt. I'm sticking to Tom. I can't be changed.
Okay, fine. Who would you pick out of us?
Say it. Say it.
I would take you both. I couldn't live without either of you.
Oh, look at her tearing up while she says it.
I would take you because then she would talk about herself the whole time. And I'd be forced to drown myself in my ears.
I would definitely go with Morgan because she'll be talking about astrology and reading the stars for us and telling us what our future is, and we'd have really good therapy sessions together.
Thank you. Melanie wanted to meet me yesterday. You want to take me on the island. Everybody's in love with me, but nobody's dating me. So
you're so in love with her.
Here's a newsflash. She wouldn't be able to point out the north. She wouldn't even be able to tell you where the sun was.
I'd be like, where are we?
Wait, what's that?
Hello, Siri. We're wrapping up with some final thoughts from social on Taylor and Joe. Love Reality says, the longest and most successful relationship Taylor Swift has ever had is the one that no one knows everything about.
Amen.
Yes. On Justin and Jessica, Fangirl says the media has blown this situation out of proportion. He got drunk and the co-star and other women were just trying to help him out. Jessica has nothing to worry about. Okay, all right.
Agreed.
And Misty says, I love how much Justin is into that food truck.
Oh,
we love it too.
Mad Black.
All right, you guys, that is a wrap for today. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at eDailyPop. See you guys tomorrow. Bye.
I'm going to test her again tomorrow.
You're going to test her tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Test her again tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.